Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show. This week, is bike riding about to become a subscription model? Are we about to be paying for our bike riding monthly?
And we don't mean just leasing it, although that could be part of the story. No, is tech on bikes about to change completely?
That's right. Clever brands are about to turn on the taps for a torrent of our money.
All that and loads of action from the Leger World Cup at the weekend and all the usual bangers coming right your way.
Yes, welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with Rich.
Payne and...
Martin.
Ashton.
That was weird. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, mate.
This week, we're going to be talking about subscription models in mountain biking.
Yes.
Wait for that. It's slightly concerning, if not quite exciting.
Yeah.
Coming up in a moment, but we can't go any further without mentioning Leger that's just happened this weekend.
It's time for Rich's race roundup.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it, because it was a mental weekend of racing.
Oh, so crazy. Crazy. The weather was a big character in the story.
Huge. Yeah.
A lot of rain.
So I was actually there last year and it was bone dry, dusty, and obviously Benoît Coulanges won. Crazy French crowds.
Yes.
This year, another Frenchman won in the elite men's.
Crazy French crowds.
And the crowds were bonkers for it. Yeah. Amaury Peyron destroyed the field by 6.5 seconds on some of the gnarliest conditions out there.
Yeah, I mean, his GoPro run is just... insane.
It's not, but...
His winning margin is the biggest winning margin since Aaron Gwynn in 2012.
Yeah, so 12 years ago.
I would add, these are stats that Tom's given me. I don't know these stats, but Tom News has given me some wicked stats.
Eleonora Farina.
Yeah. She's a multi-discipline rider.
Yeah.
Actually, right.
So track, BMX.
She's done all sorts, been world champion in other disciplines. So I know that much, but I didn't know... This was her first downhill World Cup win.
Yeah, well deserved.
It's felt like it's been coming, actually, though, because she's been moving up the top 10 through the year.
Yeah, I need to double check this stat, but I think all of the women, bar Eleonora and Millie, crashed.
Yes, and many of the men crashed. Too.
Many, yeah, I'd love to know how many.
I reckon it's about 80% of the men got down with a crash.
Yeah.
At least. Not many people got down clean.
Do you want more factoids a minute?
Go on.
The top five men were separated by nearly 10 seconds, which is almost unheard of.
Yes.
And the top five women were separated by nearly 25 seconds. I mean, how bonkers is that?
You could actually crash in this race and get back up and still be in chance of a top
ten. Tani did.
Yeah, mad.
She still... was top five, 25 seconds off him.
Unbelievable,
mad.
Unbelievable. Millie Yonset.
Yes, her too.
She's felt like, I felt like watching her this year, she's needed a result.
Yeah.
And she got it this week.
Yeah, second place.
Second place, best result for her.
Yeah. Minar.
Yeah.
We'd thought Minar.
That guy.
He's done. But wait, the GOAT comes back.
It looked like he was going to win it for a bit.
I thought he was. I honestly.
It really looked like.
Yeah, third place.
It was great. Did you watch any of the cross country?
I did. They didn't have quite such savage conditions, but it was by no means easy.
Do you know what? It was one of those tracks, though. It was like, would it be better if it just got either completely dry or way wetter? Because it was sort of just sticky, slippy. Oh, it was
grease fest.
Tricky. And some great racing.
Yeah.
Alan Haverley. Big winner.
Dublo.
XCC and XCO.
Yes, took the win in both.
Yeah, I always get the two mixed up, but one's long,
Olympic
one's short.
Olympic and short track.
Yeah. Really great. And Puck
Peterson.
Best name in cross country.
Puck Peterson, yeah. She kind of did the double. Second in short track, first in XCO, Olympic.
And pretty much said, you're going to have to come and beat me for the gold medal at the Olympics.
Well, you say that, Alessandra Keller.
Yeah.
Won the short track and third in Olympics. So, I mean, she kind of did a double too.
Puck Peters won by 2 minutes 37
seconds.
Yeah,
that's like, see you later, I'm out of
there. News Tom said, I love this. Basically, that meant you could have sung the entire song all day and all night by the Kinks before second place came in.
If I knew the words, I would. That's quite a funny little stat.
It's a funny little stat. Well done, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, you know, great racing. Watch the replays. It was incredible, wasn't it?
And don't forget to catch up with all of the highlights on Discovery Plus, Max, or the UCI MTB World Series YouTube. Something else that was out this week, really enjoyed, your old Pueblo ride.
Thank you.
Your comeback.
Yes. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I don't want to sort of go on about it.
Because let's face it, the old Pueblo kicked you in the balls last year.
It really did. And it maybe really, people are...
Yeah, nearly killed
well,
you.
I don't want to bang on about that, Mark, because, you know, I'm a warrior, a soldier, a trooper.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, you are, though. Because
and I'm really modest.
Back, you went back. And
I did, yeah.
Fair play.
Thank you. Yeah, I went back. I rode 320K. I think I finished 13th. And I was really pleased. The video is out now. Bit of redemption, sort of.
It's great, and I tell you what, it's a feel-good one, that one.
Yeah, thank
it really
you, mate.
Is. It really is. A lovely-looking video. But yeah, definitely an inspiring watch. So, enjoyed that one.
Right.
Right, should we talk subscriptions? And should I just lay out what I'm talking about here, right? Because there's kind of two levels to this.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, there's a few brands doing this. Wheel Lease is a really good brand in the US that's a good example of this. Basically, you can start, and I think this is going to happen more and more because the expense of bikes is so high.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to lease your bike, paying monthly for it, a bit like you would for a PCP contract on a car.
Yep.
So over like 12 months or 24 months.
It's a bit different than finance, right?
Yeah, a little bit different because you've got like a balloon payment at the end and you can choose to pay that payment.
Yeah.
Or go, no, I'm moving my...
give it back.
Essentially my... deposit on the bike into another bike and I want the new model.
Yeah, the freshie.
And you just keep paying month on month, but you're always on the legit bike. And Wheel Lease are doing this they're rolling it out, working with bike shops as well, which I really like. So to like get this leasing model going. So there's that. And I feel like brands might start to offer that. And I feel like
Rent-a-bike.
Yeah. Basically, you start paying for your bike month on month. And I like that idea. I'm interested to hear what you guys think about it and see where that goes. But now we've got to stretch our imaginations a little bit, okay? Now Shimano have just released the EPA 01 upgrade for their e-bike motor. Right, okay. So you can now take that motor into your local Shimano dealer.
Yep.
They can then upgrade it. So you've got more power.
Yeah, through a software upgrade, right?
Yeah, software upgrade, right? So the hardware doesn't change.
Nope, so the motor is identical.
Now, that starts everyone thinking about, what are they doing at the dealership that can't be done at home, right? Because in the autumn, it's mentioned that Shimano are going to make this an over-the-air update for the customer.
As in via the app type stuff.
Yeah, you do it yourself, right? Okay. Now, this starts twisting the story of how subscriptions work, all right? Because I'm a big Tesla fan, right? Okay. Now,
yes, you are.
Bear with me, all right? I don't want to bore you with the Teslarati because lots of people get very bored of that stuff. But what Tesla did this year is release their full self-driving capability in their cars to everyone who's got a Tesla, right? Because what they've done, and they've done this 8 years ago, is they built the hardware into the car, future-proofed it, so when this was actually possible, they could turn it on, and suddenly your car, with a simple over-the-air download, could suddenly be a self-driving car, fully self-driving, right?
It's quite scary.
And that is an amazing capability, but what it did for Tesla is it meant they could turn on a $100 tap for every single car they've sold, potentially, in the world.
And it's worth saying, you were telling me about this sort of earlier, that actually... the cost of that inbuilt tech already was in the cost of the car. So it wasn't like you didn't...
You
the customer didn't
for
pay for extra. You didn't say, oh, can I have the potential self-driving package at $500?
It's part of the Tesla model. Yeah, so you've already paid for the hardware. Now you're just turning on the software. And that's really great for you because it means the vehicle's doing something it didn't do before. And
scary.
It's an incredible upgrade. Obviously, where regulations allow it to happen. And that'll happen in more and more places.
Not in the Mendips, Mark.
Not in the Mendips yet. But lots of places in the US... And basically, Tesla have unlocked this amazing potential of revenue in their product. Now, bring that back to mountain biking.
okay, here we go, right.
What if brands, I mean, all of our mountain bikes, like our tech is developing flight attendant, auto shift, power upgrades, you
electronic
know.
Electronic droppers, I
electronic
suppose.
Droppers, yeah. I mean, that's a stretch. We'll get to that
in
a minute.
You know.
But all of these things, essentially, hardware can be built into the bike, but then can be improved if you start to pay a subscription model.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So imagine this, right? You buy your bike. It's got a very, very lightweight motor built into it, but it's not an e-bike. but you want to upgrade it to
an
e-bike.
But it's got a motor just in case.
Well, maybe. That's what's happened with a Tesla. It's got all the eyes. It's got all the cameras in it. You're not using
it. It's got all the eyes.
But it can do it. And those eyes that are already built into the product itself allow it to be a full self-driving car. So what about... What about... I mean, the weight of these motors is coming down and down.
You are right.
So it is plausible that there could be things built into the bike in terms of hardware that could be unlocked with payments and paid for with those monthly payments to make your bike better. So what about brakes that don't come as anti-lock brakes, but you can turn it on if you want? £20 a month and your brakes are 80% better than they were. Now, I feel like when you stop paying that subscription, you'd notice the difference.
You would.
And your bike riding wouldn't be as good, because anti-lock brakes make you better.
You've been in a digital scroll hole here, haven't you?
I'm always in the digital scroll hole.
You have been going down the rabbit hole.
But it's a really interesting thought.
No, it is.
And it makes me ask the question, you know, like, I mean, would you like to lease your bike monthly or pay for it out on top? Or, I mean, it's not an either or, but those two models.
Yeah.
Leasing bikes monthly, that seems like a sensible thing to do.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's hard for you to get your head around it because you don't pay for your bikes. That's why he's struggling. Because he's got lots of bikes and he isn't paying for any of them, ladies and gentlemen. No.
Do you know, okay, in other things, I prefer to, if I can, pay for it outright.
Yes.
Because then I know where my finances and stuff stand.
Yes.
I know what's in, going, outgoing, and I've just got it.
Have you actually ever done that?
What, paid for stuff outright or paid for a bike?
Paid for a bike.
So what do you think about subscriptions?
So give us your thoughts down below. I really think this is intriguing, and we might be ahead of the curve here on like what is about to happen. And when I say about, I don't mean in next month, but in the next, you know, year or so, we might start to see subscription models for our bikes and tech coming out that could fit this model. And I like the idea of it. I'm a bit of a techie nerd. So
you are?
In terms of AI and things like that. So I like the idea of it. But what do you guys think? Would you pay for extra abilities or extra power out of your motor on your e-bike per month? Let us know in the comments down below your thoughts on subscriptions, and let's see where this goes.
What's up, everyone? This week we'll start with the new Manitou XC suspension setup. Rich actually got a set in advance for redemption at the old El Pueblo, a race he undertook back in March. We've been waiting for the release date so we could share the video, and if you've not seen it yet, highly worth a watch. It's a beautiful feature-length edit released right here on GMBN on Sunday. About the suspension though, there's a new R8 fork, Mara XC shock, and Ace and Juice remote levers to go along with it. The R8 uses a 34mm chassis, is adjustable between 80 and 120mm of travel, and has the signature reverse arch. It's light too, just 1,480 grams. There is heaps of tunability built in. The same story on the Mara shock, which is available in stroke lengths of 30 to 65mm, and has a specialist XC shim stack for a proper lockout sensation. You can adjust manually, of course, but why would you want to do that when there's new stackable remote levers which can be configured however you feel comfortable? The Merida Big Trail hardtail sees some updates too. It's into its third generation now, with an even steeper seat angle and slacker head angle, so it goes up, down, and along even faster. ParkTool have got some new tools which launched at Eurobike. Speaking of, if you've not seen our videos out of Germany last week, there's loads of them over on GMBN Tech and EMBN. Go watch after the show. The CT15 professional chain tool is compatible with 11 to 13 speed chains. The PFP10 home mechanic floor pump will inflate you up to 160 PSI. And the BO6 bottle opener can just about get into any beverage of your choice. Leger results now. A crazy weekend of action. Make sure you catch up on Discovery Plus, Eurosport, Max, or catch the highlights on the UCI MTB World Series YouTube. Unfortunately, extreme weather forced the cancellation of the junior DH, so qualifying results turned into final results. Ace Vermette and Heather Wilson taking the wins there. Amaury Peyron with a huge margin to the top step of the men's, and a well-deserved first win for Eleonora Farina. New Tiny Seagrave's signature fox kit released. The yellow to pink fade signaled her new mantra, happy, healthy, fast. She debuted this kit this week to a third place finish. In the XC, Alan Haverly did the double in the Elite Men's Racing, taking both XCC and XCO wins. His first ever Elite XCO win, also bagging him that leader's jersey into the next round. And in the Elite Women's, it was Keller's second XCC victory of the year, and after dominating the podium last year, it was Puck Pieterse's first time topping the box for the XCO in 2024. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. Here's Toff with the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new Insta banger from Jasper Penton and Slow Tread. It seems like this is his second or third comeback now. The dude was gone for 3 years, over 3 years in fact. He's an enigma. No one knows what's going on. So many rumors online. I guess we'll never know. Whether you love it or hate it, Jasper Penton has to be one of the sickest dudes in mountain biking. Just because, like, not even because of his iconic riding style, of which there's so many copycats now, but because you never really get to see his footage. Because of all the drama, or whatever drama. Is there drama? I genuinely don't know. But you never really get to see his footage, so it's always so good when you do. Anyway, who knows what's next? Hopefully he doesn't disappear for another 3 years. Also, I feel like I can't speak on this one and not mention the OG mountain bike chav, Ryan Baker. Dude got cancelled, lots of drama. I definitely can't say the story because this is GMBN, but apparently involved a car. So yeah, I feel like this has all happened before, but Ryan got cancelled, and this time Jasper just got a million views in 24 hours, so we'll see how the industry reacts. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Toff. Yep. Thank you, Tom. I just want to do a quick shout-out for the shop,
if you don't mind.
Oof. My favourite tea at the moment is the Forest Mountain tea, right? But keep your eye on the shop because there's something Forest Mountain coming and I'm quite excited
about
it.
There is, yeah.
It's my favourite design at the moment.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I really like it.
This one.
Yeah, classic. But I really have liked the Forest Mountain thing and there's more to come. I'm not going to say
no,
more
come
that.
On, don't give
too
much away.
Keep your eye on the store next few days. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm very excited about that. But it's obviously a great way to support us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and looks easy at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's now time for Hacks and Bodges.
Come on, let's have a look. We've only got one this week and it's a really good one. It's a really good one. I just felt like it wasn't fair to put this up against others. Okay, so I'll tell you the story.
Go on.
AP template, right? Basically bought what was already quite a trick, little 20-inch Spark, Scott Spark, 2013.
Oh, I see.
But then he went on a proper deep dive on how to spec this out for his five-year-old son, right? He started with, what I'm going to do is change
everything.
Basically whether it can take a bottle or not, because his son really wanted a bottle mount.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
a kid's frame. You can't do that. Essentially, all that's actually from that original bike is the bottom bracket, the head tube, and the wheels. He pretty much has designed a brand new bike. Now, just scroll down, Rich. Look what he's done to make that shock fit and work.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking,
it's got his own little canister there.
A little piggyback on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so clever.
But how he's changed... So what he's done is, see, the down tube's been brought forwards, as it were, with a kink in at the bottom, to allow the shock to then be vertically mounted with a fidlock.
I mean, it's so good. I felt like I didn't want to even...
What do they win? He wins.
He wins a GMBM race top.
That's incredible.
For his son.
Little dropper.
To rip down the hill on that bike. A fantastic little build there. And
good work.
I feel like Blake would love this. It's just some great welding, though, too. Really, really neat. I'd say that's neater than Blake's welding.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good Hackle Watch. If you want to get involved in Hacks and Podges or you want to get involved in Bike Vault, which we're coming to a bit later on, then
really
all of
cool.
those things, you basically can go to the uploader. It's in the description down below and upload your photos and videos. Of course, you can also get involved in the comments and that's to do with Ask GMBN, which you can do in a second, caption contest, basically slagging us off. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you can.
I actually quite like a bit of slagging off. It makes me laugh. It does make me laugh.
I want to see more homemade kids' bikes because that's incredible.
Yeah, that is very, very good.
Nice.
That's a very good example. Hack, for sure.
Yeah.
Right, Ask GMBN, your quick and easy way to find out things about mountain biking. Hashtag Ask GMBN in the comments down below if you want to ask a question. Rich, start us off this week.
Okay, Sam Kavanagh, please could you do a proper budget competition series where all the presenters, including tech, have, say, £1,000 to buy a bike online, knowing they will probably need to perform maintenance and or upgrade parts, and then through a series of mountain bike disciplines to see who's best, perhaps the winner of each stage gets a cash bump. Oh, I quite like that.
You quite like it, but I bet you were thinking, that sounds a lot like a video we've been trying to do for a little bit, and then we've had a couple of hiccups.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
A work in progress, but something not dissimilar coming
Incoming.
On its way.
All of us.
We're not going to go into it, but we were unlucky.
Yeah, we really were.
I feel like, pounds, but I feel like that'll be revealed in the video.
It definitely will be.
Yeah, but it only adds to the story.
Keep your eyes peeled, people.
So I got you to read that one out on purpose because I was thinking, Rich has been working hard on something right along those lines.
Yeah. Right, who've we got
Maybe
next,
Maybe not
Mark?
That budget. Damn.
No, it is a lower budget. It is a lower budget, but I do like it.
Yeah, next up we've got Saddle Weary, and he says, why do we put a saddle on a seat post and not a saddle on a saddle post?
Great question. Because it's called a seat post.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I personally don't call it a bike saddle. I would say a seat.
On the saddle? No, I on the seat.
Louis, what are you, a saddle or a seat?
Saddle.
Are you? Amy, the missus.
That's what you put on horses.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amy called it a seat the other day. She's like, oh, you've got a new seat on your bike, but she rides horses.
No, I would. She should say saddle.
Oh, she should. Oh, she's wrong. Are you calling Amy wrong?
No. that doesn't seem like something I should do.
No, I definitely shouldn't.
Yeah,
great. Keep them coming in. Use the sort of hashtag AskGMBN in the comments down below. Send in your questions. These are good ones. I like them.
Yeah, I like them, but not sort of. Like that.
Oh, yeah, so exactly like that.
Exactly
actually.
That.
Yeah, no, exactly. That. Exactly.
Right, caption contest.
Oh, wow.
Here's last week's photo. Blake. Oh, he was telling me, I went to lunch with Blake today, and he was telling me the story of this day.
Yeah.
A video to come.
It is this.
Oh, much worse things are happening than it looks like in this video.
Yeah. So, he's not well at all in that. So we all had to do this 4-hour ride, me, Anna and Blake.
So bad.
We all had to eat various foods, should we say. Wait and see, but anyway. Lance Watson, that's what happens when you do a double Blake diamond run. Ooh, that's quite a good one, actually, isn't it?
It's a double Blake.
Yeah.
It's a double. It was actually a triple Blake.
It was, yeah. Quad.
Alco Samwell. Just pick names that are easy for me. Okay. You're right. Purple is harder than a double black.
Oh, because we were talking about gradients.
We haven't worked that out yet.
That's a good one.
Why is a purple harder than a double black? Louis, do you know the answer to that?
No, I don't.
I've heard you're a rider who can do a double black.
Probably not.
But he loves a purple.
He does love it.
Webster 169. Blake, we said do a video with the pro pain, not a pro in pain.
Clever.
Good wordplay on
clever,
that one.
Clever. I feel like the last two were not. I don't know which one.
The last one, Webster's.
Oh, God.
You choose.
I'm going to choose this week.
Stop winging that thing around.
I'm going to go with. Yeah, Webster, actually.
Oh, blooming heck.
Stunt mug. Oh, my God, this is a difficult angle. Stunt mug on its way to you.
Oh!
Oh, it was tricky. I had to go cross camera.
Yeah, it did.
It's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Right, have a look at this week's caption contest photo.
Boom.
Wowzers.
Give us your caption for that in the comments down below, and you could be winning that very stunt mug right there next week, or one like it.
Okay, Mark, we got some bangers coming up this week, but what have we got?
We have got a whole holiday that cost £150. including the bike.
Oh, bloody heck.
Yeah, that happened.
Wow, okay. I mean, I'm intrigued. £150 ain't much.
It's a good holiday, too. It was actually good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
You'll
have to wait and see.
I didn't do it. But it's a very good view.
And also, we've got mountain bike questions you're too embarrassed to ask. Because there's a few out there.
There is quite a few, yeah.
Chamois cream. Pad.
Chamois cream's going to come up, isn't it, in that video?
It's absolutely going somewhere.
Some great videos coming up this week. Right, tell you something else we've got coming up. The Bike Vault. Right, first bike in the Bike Vault Rich, is from I Am Stoltz.
It's my Do It All Fatty.
It's his Do It All Fatty.
Yeah.
That could even be the brand. We're unsure.
Oh, no, it's an ICANN SN042018.
Nice. Yeah. Rings off the tongue. I always think fat bikes with a front shock on them look weird because the shocks are so far apart.
Yeah.
Really, really odd to look at from the head on.
120 rear, 140 front. It's nice.
Do I ring the bell, Rich?
No.
Whoa. next up, we have got B. Rendon. fives. This is near the Humber River in Newfoundland, Canada. Yeah. This is Scott Genius.
It's nice, that, isn't it, actually? I quite like the colour.
Tan walls. It looks quite short. Like, the centre of the bike, the top tube length, looks short.
Yeah,
I think it's just...
No, I think it might be a perspective thing going on here. They're not that short, but yeah, I think it does look it in this picture. I don't know what size it is, but...
What are you going to give it? Nice?
That's nice.
It's got tan walls that match the seat. I mean,
yeah, but the purple grips, oh, match the purple pedals. Christian, I don't know what to give you. Mark, you decide. I can't look.
It's nice. Oh, wow. Next up is Christian, and it is his Rock Machine Blizzard. Whoa, this one looks like it's been heavily modded. Yeah, seen a few days out on the trails.
Lyrics up front, tying in with the pedals, the anodized stem and spacers. There's that as well.
Slightly dated look, I'd say. Slightly dated look. Nice.
You're going for late 2000s vibes there, but, you know,
nice,
I like it.
Nice.
Moritz
is next.
On
with
the
his,
big trail.
Merida big trail.
Mostly stock except for cosmetics and the rear tyre. Photo taken at a bridge close to a waterfall in Thornhill, South Africa.
Trusty hardtail.
It is, isn't it? Just a good old solid hardtail.
It's another solid nice, though.
That is nice,
It's a solid nice.
Right.
Ooh. Chris Huffmeyer.
Someone's upped the game.
Chris Huffmeyer of Sunrise over Phoenix, Arizona. Oh. It's his 2024 DV8 Highlander 229er.
I like that.
Custom frame decals, Onyx Racing hubs, 5DEV tie cranks and chainring, Axis Reverb, Archer D1X wireless shifter.
What brakes?
Shigura XT brakes. I think that's a spell.
It's got to be an autocorrect.
Shigura.
I just wanted you to read that out.
No, I noticed. A Shigura. It's the new Shigura.
That's
tech.
A super nice.
How the hell did I do that?
How are you doing that?
I don't think I am.
Do it again? No way!
That's so clever.
The dinger squeaks now.
That is the bike vault for this week.
I like that, Louis.
If you would like to see if your bike gets a horn and a bell, then I was just thinking about how I could have said bell
excellent.
And horn in a better sentence. Yes, then send us your bike into the bike vault. Rich wants to theme it, and the theme is...
Green bikes. Oh, I was on the spot.
Green bikes?
Oh, I don't know why I said that.
No, that's awful. Green bikes, come on, you've got to have a better theme than that.
Green hardtails.
My God, you're getting worse.
Oh, what? I don't know.
That's like three people you're speaking
okay.
to now.
XC full suspension bikes. No, I've really messed this up. I don't know, I've panicked. Just send them all in. I like to see them all. Sorry.
Whatever you send, we will love. Get it into the bike vault in the uploader down below.
Green bikes!
Let's end it there on the Dirt Shift Show. We'll see you next week.
Toodles!